WOLX Magic Carpet Ride at Steppenwolf with Fletch and Dana. It's 8:10, partly cloudy today and 75. In Madison now, a few clouds. It's 56.
Dana, I hold in my hand 8 secrets. I'm not sure they're government classified, but they are very valuable secrets from childhood for the stressed out grown up. Thanks to Jason Kotecki, who's in studio with us. His new book called Escape Adulthood, 8 Secrets from Childhood for the Stressed Out Grown-Up. Designed, I'm guessing, Jason, to help us at least live with a childlike spirit in the adult world.
That's right, and get rid of some of that stress that we seem to accumulate so easily these days.
How did you find these secrets?
I really just kind of spent a lot of time thinking about it and researching and trying to figure out, you know, when we were little, we were messy, life didn't seem to be.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, so what are the things that kids naturally have that maybe we could bring back with us? So I just kind of spent a lot of time thinking about it and came up with these 8 ideas.
Now, this is a book. I mean, if you sat down to read this book, which is 200 pages or so, I mean, you couldn't do it in an hour. So there really are just 8 secrets in there. So obviously you elaborate on each of the 8 secrets, but can you share with us, at least in topical form, what the secrets are?
Sure.
As a way of inducing those to find out more and to delve into them in the book?
Sure. One of the secrets is to delight in little things. Get curious. Play, of course, is kind of a big one. Live passionately. Maintain perspective. Kind of things that, again, that kids sort of just naturally do, you know, things that we used to do and then we kind of forgot about them as we grew up.
And the thing that I like about the book is that you weave in cartoons here and there and you present it in a fun, interesting way. It's not like just one of these self-help books where, okay, you need to live.
Well,
you know?
he is a cartoonist after all. For those who have seen the Kim and Jason comic strip on our website at WOLX.com, Jason, of course, is the artist and the author of that comic strip, so you've woven some of that humor, but at the same time, you've matched the spirit that the comic strip has to the content of the book in Escape Adulthood, 8 Secrets from Childhood for the Stressed Out Grown Up. One of the secrets you said is to play. Okay, play golf?
Playing golf is a great thing. I think a lot of it is just being more spontaneous, you know, and that when we do schedule time to play, we actually have to schedule it. You know, there's so many of us, we go on vacation, we bring our beepers and our cell phones and stuff with us, and we never actually get away from the office. So, and a lot of times if we don't schedule something in, as we know, it never happens. So sometimes you actually have to program some time to get away and do stuff.
You mentioned in the book how much you enjoy as an adult going to dinner at Pizza Hut because they're rooted in that experience was the childhood experience of going there and discovering all of the magical beauty of eating dinner at
right.
Pizza Hut. How do you pull those feelings from childhood through with you to when you're 30 or 40 or 50 years old?
That's a good question and something that my parents helped instill in me. I think it's just a matter of slowing down as part of it and not taking things for granted. You know, the little things like in the book, Delight in Little Things, is noticing the little things around you. And if you spend any time around a kid, you see that the little things are huge deals. Like my wife was a kindergarten teacher, so the 100th day of school was a big deal. You know,
we've been here 100 days. Woo!
Losing a tooth for the first time is a huge deal. You know, just all these things. But then we sort of forget about them and lose track. And
tell me if this would be an example. I went out of my way to tell this story a number of times the other day because it was so much fun and maybe qualifies as one of those little things. I was on my way home from work and I was on my cell phone talking to my 7-year-old daughter, Lucy. And apparently the connection was bad. And she said, Dad, I'm going to hang up now because I'm breaking up with you. Goodbye. And, you know, I mean, it was, you know, the phone was breaking up. But
right.
She said, and so, you know, I just thought that was a funny thing. It's better not. Is that an example of taking joy in the little things?
Yeah. Being around kids, you really can get a really good perspective of how they see things. And that just naturally helps you to kind of laugh and not take things so seriously.
So if somebody wants to escape adulthood, how can they find your book?
They can find our book. Well, they can go to Amazon.com or they can call Barnes.